There could have been a dozen or more tofu makers on Oahu at some point, but we know of eight since the 1980s. All of them existed with their own specialties and aficionados. For example, the fresh taste of Honda tofu in Wahiawa. They always credited the Wahiawa water for that one. The firmer texture of country tofu made in Halawa was perfect for the kinds of stir fries you do with tofu. The landscape of locally produced tofu has changed dramatically, and we'll visit now with two of the remaining three tofu makers on Oahu. Forget a sign, because Ala Tofu owners Rodney Yamauchi and his mother do not want you stopping by. They're producing just enough for their restaurant clients, but expect to have rail coming through the shop in Ivilei soon, and one more tofu shop just may bite the dust.
I can kind of go backwards in terms of the
closures.
Paul Uehara, third generation owner of Aloha Tofu.
The most recent would have been Honda in Wahiawa. Before them, maybe it was Hawaii tofu.
Let's see. Kaneshiro in Waipahu, Country from Chikara Products in Halawa, Kanai on Ward, Hawaii in Wahiawa, Honda in Wahiawa too.
You know, the best are the neighborhood tofu shops, you know, where you can just bring your pot, run in, have them stick a tofu in there and take it home, which is what we try to do. You know, we try to be a neighborhood tofu factory.
Uehara says there was an equilibrium in the market, and people knew which of the brands was best for each purpose.
Whenever you lose another small manufacturer, you know, you're losing a part of that spectrum, basically, of flavor and taste and texture that you would have had with eight factories. Now it's down to three.
When off-island companies, primarily house brand, were brought in, they were able to undercut pricing and gain market share.
Tofu was a little bit different, but they were able to successfully get their foot in the door, basically.
Uehara says at the same time, local producers were aging and second-generation tofu makers were nowhere in sight. Suddenly, it seems, Oahu's flowering of boutique tofu makers dwindled. One more manufacturing loss.
Making tofu, you know, the actual making of tofu is very simple to learn. But like my dad said, you know, he was only satisfied with his tofu right before he retired. To him, it took him 30 years to get an acceptable level of tofu making. So it's an easy thing to learn, like many things, but difficult to master.
Meanwhile, Uehara is exploring new applications. Tofu poke, a tofu mousse, a tofu roll cake, even okada cream puffs with soy milk custard.
Yeah, I mean, it's challenging, of course, to run a business in Hawaii. But to me, the hard work was done in the first and second generation. They built, you know, this factory and the processes and everything. We're at the third generation. A company that has survived this long is no longer just a family company. It becomes part of the community. I'm still trying to figure out what I can contribute, whether or not our family is involved.
Uehara says his appreciation for tofu is still growing. Go out and explore while you can. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.